Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
Welcome in, everybody, to a breaking news edition here of a live stream show. Sorry, I was supposed to have an intro play. It didn't play, but Micah Parsons traded from the Dallas Cowboys to the Green Bay Packers. Now, before we dive in and break it all down, I think we first have to chuckle a little bit. We got to chuckle a little bit at the Dallas Cowboys, all right? We are a Philadelphia Eagles channel. I am a Philadelphia Eagles fan. But rest in peace to the rivalry that ever was the Philadelphia Eagles and the Dallas Cowboys, at least for now, because they are not a serious organization. They're not a serious football team. In fact, they are absolutely tragic. They just traded away one of the best defensive players in the NFL, a defensive end nonetheless, the highest paid defensive player, one of the best players in football. And how old is he? 26? For two late first-round picks and a 30-year-old defensive tackle? What are they doing? What are they doing? So we're going to talk a little bit about that. We'll break that down. I'll take some comments from the great people of Jacob Nation. This is one that I think warranted an emergency podcast at 6 p.m. Johnny Mack is not available tonight, but we'll talk to him about it in the morning. We're going to run down what just happened, how it happened, the compensation for the trade. We're going to take a look at Micah Parsons. We're going to look at it, Dallas after what they did, all right, what they look like now, what it looks like for Green Bay now. I think the truth of the matter is that Green Bay is a better contender both now and in the future in the NFC. We'll talk a little bit about that, and then we'll take an Eagles angle to it as well because I think there's a lot of good stuff there from an Eagles perspective, and we'll do all of that, and then I'll kind of dive into it with the chat, and we'll kick around some topics that way. So let's kind of start with, all right, what just happened? What just happened today? The move is the Dallas Cowboys have traded Micah Parsons to the Packers for defensive tackle Kenny Clark and two first-round draft picks. Green Bay immediately then signed Micah Parsons to a four-year, $188 million contract. I'll say that again. 4 years, $188 million contract. That's $47 million a year. I believe the guarantees are $130 million. So really around $34 million in grant guarantees per year. All right, pretty unbelievable. I never thought that Jerry Jones would pull this move. I never thought he would do it. I never thought he would pull the trigger on it. And the fact that he did it, really shows you how willing he is and how big his ego is. Nobody will try and dog walk Jerry. Nobody. He showed you, I don't give a shit about my football team. You don't dog walk me. I will take the humiliation kink, all right, of trading away a player of this caliber before you dictate the way my contracts get negotiated. That's what Jerry Jones just did. He doesn't give a rat's ass about anything other than cementing himself as the man in the room. That's almost an impressive commitment to the shtick. An impressive commitment to being the top dog. And he, again, it's almost a humiliation kink. I mean, your team got way worse. Now, Roland says, Roland, thank you for the super chat, $5 super chat. Long live Jerry Jones. I actually don't know if I agree with you, Roland, and I'll tell you why. All right, I'll tell you why in a little bit. All right, let's take a look at who Micah Parsons is, guys. He was the 12th pick in 2021, Defensive Rookie of the Year in 21. He's been a multiple-time first-team All-Pro, multiple Pro Bowls. He has 52.5 sacks in four seasons. In 2023, he led the NFL in quarterback pressures. And in 2024, he ranked top five in the ESPN's pass rush win rate. So this is one of the dominant edge rushers in all of football. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. All right, no ifs, ands, or buts about it. So this guy is a versatile player. I think he immediately makes Green Bay a better football team. You know, and the reason I'm going to bring Roland back up, all super chats will go to the top. Thank you, guys. The reason I say Roland, I don't know if I agree, is because the Cowboys were never going to compete with the Philadelphia Eagles this year. And again, we'll dive into all the ramifications of this move, what it looks like for Dallas, Green Bay, and all the things after this, and also what it cost each team. All right, but they were never going to compete with us this year. In fact, we were probably all projecting a blowout in week one 7 days from tonight, almost seven exact days from now, 7 days, 2 hours. That game will be kicked off, okay? No, but they were not a competitor. In fact, I don't think they're a competitor in the next 3 to 5 years. So whether they paid Micah or not doesn't matter. They were never close to the Eagles. They were never in our ballpark. They were never going to compete. Now, the Green Bay Packers, on the other hand, and I'm not really the biggest Jordan Love fan. I really don't like the player that much, all right? They are much closer to competing in the NFC than the Dallas Cowboys were, all right? So technically today, if you look at it strictly from an Eagles lens, an NFC contender got better today, and an NFC non-contender got worse. Who gives a shit? You know, so from that perspective, I actually almost wish Jerry held out, made him wait, signed him to a franchise tag 2 years in a row, and then paid him top dollar, because in all of that time, in all of that 6-7 year window, they would have never had an opportunity to compete with the Eagles, and it never would have mattered. Now you send him to a team where, look, let's be real, while we might not think Green Bay is the best team in the NFC, they are certainly 100% more positioned to compete with the NFC now than they were 3 hours ago, 2 hours ago, whenever this trade came down, okay? So from that perspective, I almost wish Jerry was going to Jerry, and he kept him and waited and made him wait and franchise tagged him and then paid him another $55 million in a couple of years, whatever it would have been, all right? Now, in the short term, Dallas got worse. Now, this is notable because we're going to play the Dallas Cowboys 7 days from now in the home opener. We are going to demolish that team, admonish them, destroy them, a destruction of them. We might literally beat them by four touchdowns. It's going to be ugly for them. It's going to be really ugly for them. Think about what they just did to their locker room. It's August 28th, and they wave the white flag. Oh, yeah, give me two future first-round picks and a 30-year-old defensive tackle for one of the best young players in football. The Cowboys basically waved the white flag right now. They basically waved the white flag on August 28th, and it's a joke. And what does that signal to your locker room? What's that signal to your starting quarterback? What does that signal to CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens and the youngsters on the team? Just a bad way to do business. It really is. And the Eagles are, in turn, going to completely dismantle the Dallas Cowboys a week from today. But now you're looking at a defensive line there led by Matt Eberflus as the defensive coordinator. Yeah, who's going to sell me on that with Sam Williams, Dante Fowler, Marshawn Neyland? I mean, what do they got over there? What do they have over there? They have nobody. They have nobody. And they got worse. Dallas Cowboys are brutal. It's not even going to be a good game. It's not even going to be a good game. All right. So, and then in turn, Dallas gets two firsts, Kenny Clark. Kenny Clark, 30 years old, disruptive player, pretty good player, but nowhere in the ballpark of Micah, and pretty bad trade in my estimation from the Dallas Cowboys to get only two first-round picks back. Now, the reality of the situation is, as I mentioned, Green Bay is much closer. Now, I don't think Green Bay has elevated themselves mainly because of Jordan Love. I can't buy into Jordan. I don't know what you guys think of Jordan Love. You can let me know in the comments, but there's just something about Jordan Love where I'm like, you don't strike fear in my heart at all. Like if you tell me right now, in come the Green Bay Packers to the Lincoln Financial Field in the wild card game or the divisional round or the conference championship, I'm going to be like, Jordan Love. That doesn't scare me. Jordan Love doesn't scare me, but they are closer. Now, I still think the Eagles are the class of the NFC. I think the Rams are probably still maybe a notch better than them. The Lions are right there with them as well. I think they're a little better now than the Commanders, the Packers. I think they're a little better than the Commanders. So an NFC contender has been added to the mix, I think, in legitimate contenders who could win the NFC this year. And I don't view that as a great thing from an Eagles perspective. But look, they gave up Kenny Clark. Their run defense is going to be more shoddy. And they're paying a hefty price, man. That's a hefty price on Michael Parsons. Brian Pumper checks in. He says, Packers gave up their best run defender. I'm chilling. Let the NFC North destroy each other. I don't care about that extra shit. My rival got even worse. Well, Pump, there's actually some truth to this where that NFC North is a gauntlet. They are going to be fighting each other tooth and nail. All right, that's a tough division, and I like the way you put it. They could destroy each other a little bit, almost like the way they did last year. Remember, Pump, three teams in that division last year were really good, and then they got to the postseason, and it was like, oh, they all forgot they were good, you know? So they kind of destroyed themselves in the year. You saw that happen with the Detroit Lions. It's not a bad take by you, but if they do stay healthy, Pump, there's no doubt that an NFC contender got better. Devontae checks in. What's up, Devontae? Got to give it up for the old geezer yet again. He never proves us wrong. Gave up Parsons for dirty socks and a sweaty drawstring. Devontae, it's unbelievable, man. It really is. Again, Devontae, you almost have to respect the commitment to being to big dicking everybody, if that makes sense. I mean, he's like, nobody is dictating to me how to do my contracts, all right? I will give up Micah Parsons for a bag of peanuts before I let somebody gift my contract, before I let somebody dictate how I handle my contracts. All right? Amazing. Amazing. Amazing opportunity here. Really is just hilarious to think about. So here's what you get with your Green Bay. All right? You got Rashawn Gary. You got Lucas Van Ness already. You're adding in Micah Parsons. Their pressure rate. Now, this is why it's good for Green Bay. Their pressure rate, right, was 32.3 last year, 20th in the NFL. So they were not a good pressure team. And Micah Parsons has been one of the best pressure players in the NFL for the better part of the last 3 years. All right. When he was a rookie, he played over 50% of his snaps at linebacker. They quickly identified that he could play on the edge. And what'd they do? They moved him to the edge, and then he becomes one of the best pressure players in football. I'll read you guys the stats real quick on Micah Parsons. And look, I know, again, I know not everybody loves him because he used to wear cowboy green or cowboy blue. He doesn't wear it anymore. But 52.5 sacks through 4 years, number one among edges in 23 in pass rush win rate, number three in 2024 in pass rush win rate, and 126 pressures with a 31% and a league best 19-1.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as 1 day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
0.1% pressure rate in 24. League best last year, and he led the NFL in double team rate for an edge rusher. 31.5%. All right, this guy's been graded as a 90-plus pass rusher on PFF each year of his career. I mean, this dude can rush the passer. All right, so when you're a Green Bay defense and you might stink at stopping the run, but they can't get pressure on quarterbacks, they're going to get more pressure with this. They are a better team today with Micah Parsons and less Kenny Clark than they were with Kenny Clark and less Micah Parsons, obviously. I think that's obvious at this point. All right, I think that's obvious at this point. But really crazy. Honestly, I really can't even fathom that the Dallas Cowboys did this. I never thought they would do it. I thought it was all talk always. And they did it. This is what they did. This is what they did. And I really, I can't believe it. I can't believe it at all. All right. I can't believe it at all. So now they've now gotten rid of DeMarcus Lawrence and Micah Parsons. What are they going to do? What is Matt Eberflus going to do with that defense? They're going to be one of the worst defenses in football. They're going to be one of the worst defenses in football. Okay. They're going to be one of the worst defenses in football. Now, how do you think the Packers will use Micah? Probably wide nine on passing downs. A lot of inside stunts with him. He's obviously a very talented football player. You know, they do have Rashawn Gary and Lucas Van Ness. It's not a bad defense over there. They don't have great run stoppers, but shoot, man. Rome says, what up, Z? Woke up from a nap to the news. Yeah, man. The Dallas Cowboys are more of a joke than you even thought, Rome. More of a joke than you even thought. All right, here's the takeaway for the Philadelphia Eagles. Week one just got a whole lot easier. All right, we have basically – now, I'm not going to do what the Cowboys do and wave the white flag before the game starts or in this case, you know, tote the victory horn before we play the game. I'm not going to do that. But they got – a whole lot worse, and our week one got a whole lot easier. That's just the reality of the situation. All right, our week one got a whole lot easier for Philly. There's no doubt. I mean, who are they rushing the passer with? Lane Johnson has a day off. Lane Johnson, Mike, and Jordan Mailata have the day off. Nobody's rushing the passer on that team. Stop. Who's rushing the passer on that Dallas D-line? Is there any Dallas fan in here anywhere near us right now that can alert us to somebody that can get pressure on a quarterback on the Dallas defensive line? It certainly ain't Mozzie Smith. Dirty Air says, I can't remember the last time we started the season with a blowout. Would be great. Didn't we beat up on the Falcons in the season opener where Jalen Hurts was a first-year star? Maybe we didn't blow him out, but Slagger says, it's the NFL. You can lose any game. No, I agree. I agree. That's why I said I'm not gonna toot the horn yet. Okay? I just can't get over this Dallas defense. If you look at this Dallas defense, you know, they are so bad. Green Bay, though, I do think Green Bay is interesting, right? They were 20th in pressure rate last year. And I think there's maybe one player, two players, three players in the league that could make you jump 10 spots in that. And that's Micah Parsons. He's the best pressure player in football. The best pressure player in football. Double teams, non-double, doesn't matter. He gets pressure on quarterbacks. He gets pressure on quarterbacks. Now, the other thing I want to say today, all right, and I shared up an article, and I want you guys to give me some feedback, by the way. This is a new site I'm working on for Jacob. I kind of just put it together. But I do want you to look at it. I'm going to share this link in the chat, all right? And I want you to look closely. I write in this article, your boy Big Z writing now. How about that? All right, I wrote this pretty quickly last night. But the Eagles should trade a first for Trayvon Walker. All right, and it's even more true now than it was before this trade with the Green Bay Packers. I know we think we're the best team in football, and I agree with you guys, but the one thing you cannot do in the NFL is rest on your laurels. Is act like you can just do make run-of-the-mill moves and nobody's going to catch up to you. The parity in this league is through the roof. If you're Howie and you have this window that you have right now. Saquon's 28 years old. The offensive line is all in range. A.J. Brown in his prime. Devontae Smith entering his prime. Jalen Hurts entering his prime. I mean, you have to capitalize on this window. Rookie contracts for Jalen Carter, Jordan Davis, Nolan Smith, Jalix Hunt, Cooper DeJean, Quinyon Mitchell, Andrew McCuba. You got to capitalize on this window. You really have to capitalize on this window. And if Trayvon Walker is at all available, I would make that splash move. It would completely change the trajectory of your defense for the year. It would completely set you up to have pressure. You know, I had one person mention back to me and they said, hey, man, we got to trade Nolan Smith if we go for him. And I'm like, why? We got Nolan Smith for three more years, guys. Think about it. We got this year, next year, and then the fifth year option before you really have to pay the player. So three more contract years. By that time, you know, Howie will already have an out in the contract. You know? So I think you're in a perfect spot to go and get this player. I know we got to pay Jalen Carter next year, but look, there's going to be change on this roster throughout. I think with based on the way they won the Super Bowl last year, keeping a fresh, good defense is one of the best things you can do, and certainly doing that with a 24-year-old edge rusher that has two back-to-back double-digit sack years. I really think the Eagles should capitalize on this opportunity. By the way, can we talk about something? In the article I shared in the chat, all right, I'm going to share it one more time. In the article I shared in the chat, did that work? Yeah, that worked. In the article I shared in the chat, I wrote the compensation, and I put a first and a third. Now, I wrote this before Micah Parsons was traded. Do you think I'm a little rich after seeing what Dallas got for Micah? Now, Dallas is stupid, and other teams might not be willing to take a deal like Dallas was because everybody's talking about Dallas got fleeced in this deal. But I wrote a 1 and a 3 for Trayvon Walker. Am I a little rich after seeing Dallas Cowboys get back 2 1s for one of the best defensive players in all of football? Trayvon Walker's a good player. He's not one of the best players in football. He's not. Am I a little rich? A 1 and a 3 for Trayvon Walker. Now, I would do that deal right now. I'd do that deal today. I would do that deal today, and I'd give him a $28 million contract to boot. Make him the fifth or sixth highest paid edge rusher in football. I would do that deal. I wouldn't hesitate to do that deal right now. See, Big Rhythm, this has been my number one point with this. I don't want to become the fans that in 28, 29, and 30, we're like, man, how do we let that window go? Like, guys, this is our opportunity. Windows like this don't come around all the time. We can't act like the next 10 years, 20 years, 15 years of the Eagles, every window is going to look as good as this. It's not. Jalen Hurts is only getting older. A.J. Brown's only getting older. Saquon Barkley's only getting older. Now, granted, we're going to bring in new players. We're going to bring in other great players. We're going to continue to have a great football team that we're going to root for years to come, no doubt. But certain opportunities you have to take advantage of more than others. And the Eagles are in the middle of one of those opportunities right now. Right now. Take the one. Give me Trayvon. Come on, man. Do it. Go and read my article, guys. I think you'll like it. I think I laid it out. I gave you Jacksonville's perspective. I gave you why the Eagles should do it, why I want them to make the move, what the defense looks like after the changes last year. I think I wrote it out pretty good, honestly, for one of my first articles ever. All right? One of my first articles ever. By the way, the content machine, get ready, folks. The content machine, I'm working my butt off right now on this job. Jacob is going to be a content machine, baby. Machine. Birds 365 is about to get bigger. The National Football Show is about to get bigger. The Jacob pregame, postgame show are about to get way bigger. The Jacob website's growing. Come on, baby. I can't wait to do it. Primo, thank you, brother. Appreciate it. Z, why Walker over Phillips? Youth. Walker's 24 years old. 24 years old. Sig Lord, I want you to be critical. Please grow the website because I have somebody working on it. And I just got the first draft basically this week. So it's very unpolished, the website. If you guys click through and you see anything wrong with the website, anything that needs improvement, anything that's wrong, I'm open to feedback. Text me, whatever. Sig Lord, you got me on Discord. Message me, whatever you got to do. All right. Just let me know what's wrong with the website. I got somebody working on it. I'll send them everything. Dabney says, serious question. Why would the Jags trade Walker? Now, Dabney, it is fair. All right. This is what I wrote in my article. All right. I addressed this exact thing. And I wrote a section that said why Jacksonville would consider it. I said, the Jaguars situation matters too. New regime, a head coach and a GM, both of them didn't draft Walker. money spent. All right. They're already paying Josh Allen $30 million per year as an edge rusher. Do you think a team that's not ready to win is going to pay two edge rushers $30 million per year? Now, Dabney, they might. It's not impossible. They might. But for a new GM, a new coach, an offensive-minded coach, mind you, with a quarterback making $55 million, do you think they're going to pay another edge rusher $25 million plus? And the other thing I think that's notable is they, and I wrote this, they picked up Walker's fifth-year option, but they didn't extend him, a sign that they might be a little hesitant long-term yet. All right? If they trade him now, Dabney, this is the other variable here. If they don't trade him now, his value probably diminishes quick if they are going to think about trading him in the future, because then you're going to have to give him a contract immediately. Technically, Dabney, the Eagles could trade for him right now and not give him a contract for a year. Now, I would recommend giving him a contract right away. I would recommend giving him a contract right away to get ahead of the market. But you technically don't have to do that right now, which could, you know, keep his value higher. Another year, you've got to trade for him with a contract. And if Micah Parsons is only getting two ones, he's not getting that much. So if they're thinking about it at all right now, they should do it. And they might be thinking about it, Dabney, because remember, they traded their 2026 first-round pick already to move up and get Travis Hunter. So they got no first-round pick next year. They picked up the fifth-year option on him. They're already paying an edge rusher $30 million. They got a new coach and a new regime, an offensive-minded head coach, and they don't have the offensive firepower to go with their $55 million quarterback. Does it mean they're going to trade him? No, it doesn't. Does it mean they might think about it from our perspective? It does. I'm speculating, but I think my speculation is based in some real honest assessment of the situation. Whether they do it is no guarantee. But I do think Walker is one of the best pieces they have right now to get back draft capital if that front office does want draft capital. Okay? So we'll see what they end up doing. But I do think it's an honest question, Dabney. I do. Keith, thank you, brother. Appreciate it, man. Big Rhythm says, this is the Eagles-Patriots-esque dynasty window. Eagles, Patriots, Cowboys, Dolphins, Giants, Jets, Commanders, and Bills are Bills with a young QB up and coming. You're not wrong, brother, but you got to take advantage, Big Rhythm. We can't sit there on our hands and say, we had the best roster in the league last year. Let's wait until next year. Let's just wait. No, fuck that. Saquon's got 28 years old, man. He's in the prime of his football career right now. Take advantage of that. We got to take advantage of that. Crazy. I had to go live because Cilio was ending his show, and I'm like, I feel like I got to get live on the channel. Dual Threat says, off topic, ask John about Cooper turning punts. If I do that, his head will explode again. All right. Bidding, I'm with you. So officially, the Dallas Cowboys have traded Michael Parsons. Guys, in all honesty, as the dust settles here, I never thought they would do it. I never thought Dallas would do it. I thought Jerry would hold him onto him, make him wait, do franchise tags, do whatever he had to do, but would not trade him. I really didn't think he would trade him. And this shows you, man, how, again, I said it, it's almost, you almost have to respect it. It's like he's so committed, all right, to his ego. If you try and dictate at all, how to manage his contracts, you're done. He didn't care how good you are. DS says, Z, don't you think Howie will wait for the deadline for a big move? Why, DS? Then you got to acclimate a guy. Now's the time, DS. Remember what happened last year in the first 4 weeks, DS? The defense looked like shit. Why? Because they were getting their feet under him. Cooper DeJean missed training camp. Took him a little bit to acclimate. You make a move at the training camp, at the trading deadline, you are not going to have the opportunity to get that player acclimated and be the type of contributor you want to make a Super Bowl run. I think now is a superior time to make a move than the deadline. I really do. By the way, come the trade deadline, I'm no longer giving a first. So maybe from that perspective, I'm not giving a first for a half a year of Trayvon Walker. By the time I wake up, Trayvon Walker better be a fucking bird. You and me both, Dirty Air. I'm not going to bed for many, many hours after this, though. Big Mike Zander, I love that Kango. Thank you, Big Mike. You've been upgraded back to Big Mike from Little Mike. Sean, I think this is the honest way they're doing it, Sean. I think this is what the Cowboys are doing. I really do. I think they're trying to stock up on first round picks next year and go and get Arch Manning. I think it's a perfect fit with Jerry. Think about it. Think about it. The Mannings, a Manning to Jerry, it's like a match made in heaven. It's like a match made in heaven. I think that's what they're doing, Sean. Now, you can still say sit here and say it's a shitty move by them, but I do think that's what their motives are. But Sean, you know the funniest part about that? If that's true, and I think you're right on the surface, this is how it looks, all right? The funniest part about this is that they really did just wave the white flag to their entire locker room. Like, they might have I got a $20 bill here. They might as well have walked into their locker room with the white flag and went like this. All right, team. Happy August 28th. Happy August 28th. Give up the season. Give up the season. Okay, team. August 28th. Forget about it. Forget about it. That's what he told them. That's what he just walked into his locker room and did it. I almost want to go and watch Mark. He says, Mark is drinking right now live with Philly 500. That has got to be iconic content right now. That's great. Now go to Philly for a nationally. Exactly, Dirty Air. Exactly. Guys, we play the Packers, what, week 10 this year? Guys, email me on my new email, by the way. All right, it used to be Xander at Jacob Media. Xander at Jacob Sports, all right? Yes, I'm upgrading everything on the back end, guys. I'm organizing this company. I'm about to take this motherfucker to new heights. Get ready. Get ready! I'm jacked up and ready to go. If you got to email me, lock it in. That's my new email. Xander@JacobSports.com. Anybody who looks at my website, all right, I shared my article, Trayvon Walker article. Anybody who looks at it, if you have feedback, I'll take it. Email it to me right now, all right, or whenever you look at it. That's my email, Xander@JacobSports. You can always feel free to email me. I always try and respond to everybody, all right? I can't always, but I will always try to. Dio says, not seeing a link. It should be there. Is the link not coming through? I'm sending it right now again. All right, the link is now, should be there. DS says, Jerry opened up the market when he didn't have to. He had Mike under contract. He had no reason to get other teams involved. Effing moron. Hey, DS, I'll say this, all right? And it's not crow, but I will say I'm wrong, okay? I was pretty critical of Michael Parsons' agent coming into this. But DS, you don't get this type of money if your agent didn't shop around and get leverage from different teams. So this is pretty well done by Michael Parsons' agent. Got to give him credit. Got to give him credit. Got to give him credit for the agent, all right? Because I was pretty tough on him. I'm like, how are you not in there making a deal, man? You got $45 million a year for your client, and you're not banging down Jerry's door. I was tough on the agent. I got to say, I was wrong. Agent goes out, says capitalizes on Jerry's stupidity, and goes and gets his player $47 million, and they fleece the fucking Cowboys and didn't even care. That's a good move by that agent. Bidding says, hey, Z, do you think the Eagles were sniffing? I do, Benning. It's hard to believe Howie wouldn't have at least been on the phone wondering what the value would be, okay? It's hard to believe he wouldn't have been on the phone, all right? So I do think, yes, to answer your point, Brian, he was sniffing. Yeah, well done by the agent, A-team. Got to give him credit. Charlie says, dude, his agent rocked it. He is a stud. You're right. Charlie, look, got to give credit where it's due. I always try and be honest. I always try and be truthful, man. All right? I will always try and be honest before I try and be right. And well done by the agent, no doubt. You don't get a deal like this without good work by your agent. It's just a reality. $47 million freaking dollars. 200, whatever it was, $188 million for 4 fucking years. Dude, he's paid more than most quarterbacks. There's like 12 quarterbacks. That's it that are paid more than that. That is insane. That is insane. I bet you Myles Garrett's like, you got to be fucking kidding me. So, Sean McKay, he says, Xander, I'm just checking in. What did the Cowgirls get in return? Are you ready for this, Sean McKay? 2 number one picks from the Green Bay Packers, a 2026 first-round pick and a 2027 first-round pick. Mind you, the Packers picked 23 in the draft last year. And ready for it? Kenny Clark. A near 30-year-old defensive tackle. They got back shit. See, JB3 says, Hot take, but I think the Cowboys did the smart thing. Makes them worse this year, but better in the future. So JB3, there's a line to this logic that I agree with. I just don't think the Cowboys did it correctly. There's a line. There's a part of me that sees this logic, right? You're not ready to compete. Signing Micah Parsons does nothing for you because you already overpaid for Dak Prescott. You overpaid CeeDee Lamb. You're going to have to pay George Pickens. You don't have a good defensive line. You don't have a good offensive line. You're not ready to win, you know? But JB3, where I'm hard is, dude, you have a generational player. You bring back two late first-round picks? Guys, that's tragic. That's tragic. But I understand your thought process, JB3, from the Cowboys maybe weren't entirely wrong to considering to move on. But you got to bring back a massive haul. You got to bring back a massive haul. And by the way, if the Packers are paying $47 million, you know there were teams out there willing to give a massive haul. Sean McKay says, Xander, I probably would have given two first-rounders. Yeah, but if you're Dallas, you can't be shopping with Green Bay for two first. They're late picks. They had the 23 overall pick in the draft last year. That was before Micah Parsons. Okay? Jerry caved, yeah. Well, what I think Jerry did was he said, I don't give a shit about the football team. I care about being the alpha dog. Nobody's going to tell me how to manage my contracts. See you, Micah. Get in line or get off my football team. So anybody else that thinks that they can try and hold out from Jerry Jones, they quickly realize he will eat dirt and ship them off. He didn't give a shit. He didn't give a shit. Nobody tells Jerry what to do, Yale. I think that's what he was signaling. Exactly, Charlie. Parsons pissed Jerry off and out the door he went. Exactly right. What's Green Bay's cap now? All right, let's take a look at Green Bay. By the way, thanks to the people who are signing up on the website. It should be free to become a member. You can do it. I'm trying to kind of hone that in, so there might be like pop-ups and things that I want to fix. So thanks, everybody, for becoming a member over there. I think Crowley became a member. ATP Tuck, whatever, whoever you are, thank you. And Matt Escobar, thanks, Matt. Appreciate it. Let's take a look at Green Bay. Crowley, thank you, brother. You know I appreciate you, Crowley. Let's take a look. Where is Green Bay now? Dallas is second in the NFL in cap space. Okay. Green Bay can't be in a good spot, right? So Micah Parsons, let's look at this new deal. This is crazy, this new deal. 4 years, $188 million, $47 million average salary, $120 million guaranteed at signing, total guarantees $136 million. He is tied to them through 2029 season. Can you freaking believe it? So their cap room, their cap space, they got $3 million in cap space. Their dead cap right now is $55 million, 10th in the NFL. 27th in cap space. They have $3.7 million in cap space. All right. The cash is going to be ridiculous when those numbers come in, because their cash out is going to be huge. Their cash out is going to be huge. Green Bay just killed them. Eric, they might be cooked, but they got better. All right. What is the subscribe button doesn't work in the YouTube app mean? What do you mean in the YouTube app? Are you talking about the site? Let me know. All right, guys, I got to run. All right, I got to get some food in me. But I appreciate you all watching tonight. I wanted to do a quick breaking news reaction to this. Micah Parsons, man, I'm in shock that they did it. I really am. I'm in shock that they did it. But the first thing you do is you almost laugh at the Cowboys. They've waved the white flag again. I told you, we're out the money. Here's a dollar bill. Okay, wave the flag. Walk into your locker room. It's August 28th, everybody. Forget the season. It doesn't matter. Don't get ready. Don't care. Don't try hard. Don't put your body on the line. We're looking for next year's draft. What a joke. What a joke by the Cowboys. All right. Now, again, I'll close it out one more time with my article. Go and trade for Trayvon Walker if you're the Birds. Don't rest on your hands. Don't rest on your laurels. Continue to get better for this football team. Continue to capitalize on the wide open window that you have with the youth on this team, with the amount of players in their prime, with how good the offensive line is, how good the defensive line can be. Think about this. This is my final thought I'll leave you with. Ready? A first and a three are out the door, and you're left with Trayvon Walker, Nolan Smith, Jalix Hunt, Jalen Carter, Jordan Davis, and Moro Ojomo. With Jahad Campbell and Zach Bond behind you, with Quinyon Mitchell and Cooper DeJean and Reed Blankenship. Who gives a shit about Andrew McCuba in the cornerback too? That is one of the best front sevens in all of football. That is one of the best defensive lines in football. Jalen Carter, Jordan Davis, Moro Ojomo, Trayvon Walker, Nolan Smith, Jalix Hunt. Come on, man. Get me Trayvon Walker. I love it. Appreciate all you guys. See you next time, everybody.
EAGLES. Eagles.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger fuel centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger fuel centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.